So, I don't think so.
Really?
Yeah, well, I hate to throw this rock in the gears or wrench in the gears. But, so we're up there, and although I was told don't say anything while we're up there, I was trying to get information, and so that so when we got to this meeting, we could have it be informed. You actually, Martina, right? Is that how you say it?
Martina, yeah.
Actually said that if you change this to a trail, the SLAT board, if I'm not mistaken, kind of loses power over this, where we can't make laws on it.
I don't want to. I'm not a lawyer, and I don't want to be. I guess I recommend maybe you seek legal advice about what your rights are in that case if you declassify it. And that would be my recommendation. Just. Our forest engineer, that is his understanding is that it's as well as like if you read like the state law as I read it, it does say a town highway is not a trail, like they're too distinct. There's just distinct, you know, powers that the select board has over those two. So it's just, I mean, I don't want to tell you, I'm definitely not telling you what to do, but just maybe get the advice as to what
So do you believe that, now, the National Forest would have no power at all over this trail, correct?
This is, I believe, not on the National Forest, right? It's through, it connects to the National Forest, but I think it's
right.
Just a town road.
It goes through the National Forest on both sides.
Yeah,
right.
You guys
exactly.
Own both sides of the road,
and
you own the ground under the road.
Right. So it's a yeah.
What's our
but you don't own the road.
So would you?
You have a legal right of way. That's so, like no matter what, you have a right of way through there. It's just a matter of
with any vehicle.
It's just like a road.
Well, that's where I think the rub is based on what we think is if it's a road, you can regulate motorized use. But if it's a trail, again, this is where I think it's a good idea to get some legal advice, but our take on it is if it is a trail, then you can allow just use of it, like, but not motor, you cannot allow motorized use. Again, that's just my read of it.
And I think also,
so that's what we've got.
I think also too, when you go out, I'm sorry.
Yeah, go ahead.
When it comes to applying for the maintenance grants, all the paperwork on it, it says it's for class 4 roads.
So Tom, I'm just asking your opinion because you've done a lot of work on this. Do you think it's a bad idea then?
From everybody that I talk to, when it comes to, this is the paperwork for the maintenance. It says class 4 roads right on it.
Yes.
I'll give you all this. When I talk to Woodford, when I talk to other people, people of the state, they say when it comes to a class 4 road, it's easier for you guys to get money in case of any damage.
But we are required to put a little maintenance in that class 4 road.
Right.
What type of maintenance are we talking about?
Ditches.
There's no culverts on it.
There's no culvert in that.
There has been no maintenance on that as long as I can remember by this town.
Basically, what you have to do is just clean up the ditches, I believe.
And I don't even believe there's any ditches on the sides of that road because it is the ditch.
There's a couple of water marks.
It's a river. It's a riverbed.
It is the river.
It's
yes.
A river. It's a river.
So now my next question, and I guess it's to anyone, what benefits are there to this town to change this to a trail?
No maintenance.
That's it.
Okay. So if we say we haven't maintained it, and as long as I remember, I don't believe any person ever has gone down there, and I wish Dave was here because I don't believe Dave has ever gone down there and maintained it. He might have driven down there, but you can't even take a town truck down that road.
Right.
You could not take any of our highway equipment other than maybe the tractor down that road.
It's water runoff from the
yeah,
tractor.
Yeah.
So what I'm saying is, and no one's ever complained it's not maintained. We just took it and said, hey, this is a tough road to get through. It's kind of like, you know, the end of Risky Ranch Road. There's a reason why they call it Risky. You know?
Yeah.
So, but I'm, and again, I want the ATV people to be able to use this connector trail. That's your whole goal. Mm-hmm. I also am hesitant now because you just walked in and said, hey, who owns that Jeep out there? That's mine. And I go over that road every single week. And I want to continue to ride that, and all the other people that have legal on-off-road bikes or Jeeps or trucks that want to go through there, all the way to Pono. I can go all the way to Pono. I don't want that to stop. And it sounds like it could.
I mean,
what is the town definition of a legal trail? I know I read it somewhere at one time.
Yeah, I don't have
it. It's in the statute. I mean, I can give you a citation for
yes.
All the for the legal. That way you can actually even have a. While I look that up.
So this 0.3 mile, the only property that is on either side is National Forest.
Yes.
So nobody can buy it. So nobody can complain that it's not being maintained, correct?
That makes sense.
Yeah, that was my question.
So, would you change it?
And why can't...
What is the value for changing it?
Well,
and why are we...
When you change it now, if you try to bring it back up, the town would say they do want to build a little something on it. And then you have to do a lot of work here.
Well, that's why I'm wondering, why would you change it?
Yeah, you'd
which
have
might
to survey.
Say you have to have this.
You might have to survey and...
The other thing is
already class 4. If you guys open it up for ATV usage, we'll do just like we do up in Woodford on stage 4. We'll clean the ditches out. We can improve it. We cannot improve it. We can only maintain it. Just
so you can't make it a highway.
We cannot improve the road, but we can keep the ditches open and stop the water from puddling.
Now,
per the National Forest standards.
That's a tough definition too. Now here's the next thing. If National Forest owns both sides of it, and National Forest, according to what you just told me up there, owns the Sucker Pond Road, whatever that trail is, why couldn't you get a connector trail alongside of this road that just crosses the road?
Mm-hmm.
And I don't care if it's alongside on the left or right,
ATV usage
for just ATV use.
That would take so many years for research, for what's in there, for
engineering.
So the frog that's here doesn't jump across that road?
Well, it's going to be a salamander.
I would think one of the purposes that National Forest wants more access on the roads is to deter them from having to do such things as that, right?
Well, like you said,
you
allow these
to create new
right.
roads when they
right.
can just access roads that are existing.
Yeah, we don't
that
want
would
to
be the whole, that, yeah, that would be the whole objective.
So I guess going back to why are we even.
Well, I guess my last question would be, which is no way it's going to be my last question, but I'm if we kept it a road, can it still be a connecting trail for ATVs? Reasonable, does it? Right?
They can ride on ATVs can ride on the Class 4 roads.
But I don't want it. I don't want it to be called a VASA trail. I want it to be a connecting trail that you're riding on our roads. So right now we have given permission for people to ride on all Class D roads
right.
or Class 4 roads. If it stays that way, and we say, okay, the VASA trail can go from here to here, but this is our road, and you can have VASA on it, but you also have to allow non-VASA vehicles through it. Can that be done?
Well, if it's a Class 4 road, yeah.
We can't say
VASA.
That's not
town highway.
Right. So, no, I'm not saying we're going to call it VASA. I don't want it becoming just a VASA trail.
No, it's a town.
So that way there, and Powell does that already, right? They already have a trail that goes. County Road is part of VASA accessibility, I guess.
Yes, accessibility.
So, right, well, they took off the Pioneer Road off of the map when
there was no
when
connection.
You guys closed down the Stanford Road.
Mm-hmm.
And you could legally ride on a Class 4 road.
Yes.
Oh, I know.
This is part of
In Reesboro, you ride all over their roads.
Then why?
Right.
Where it starts in yellow.
So then it doesn't make sense to me. And again, right out of the box. And at first I was like, I was like, this sounds like a good idea. Yeah. It sounded like you guys wanted us to go in that direction. Dave sounded like he was on board, but now it's like I'm going the other way, and it sounds like the sign problem all over again.
I have a question, Lori.
Don't come back.
Does the town get paid for Class 4 roads?
I guess, like Tom was saying, if there happens to be a national, like a big hurricane comes through and takes all the trees down, then we can take pictures of that and say, FEMA, look at the damage, we can get money. Mm-hmm. If it's a trail, we don't get any money.
Right.
So now we go up there with chainsaws and we do it ourselves, and that's as far as we can go.
The only thing I say, if it's a town road, Class 4, any work that's done on it will have to go through Dave, approved by him and done.
You have to come down just like we do in Woodford.
Yeah.
Come down here and tell you guys what we're going to do. Right now we have a project up in Woodford on the Stagecoach Road.
Which work was done on that road by private citizens that did not go through this
project. This is our next project up here. We come down here.
They did work on Stanford?
Yep. And I don't know if that was your club or not, but work was done on that road and on Risky Ranch Road without the permission of this town.
On town road?
I know that for a fact.
On the town road?
In Stanford?
Mm-hmm.
When?
Probably 3-4 years ago. Excavator was up there. They cleaned up the sippy hole. They put water breaks on County Road.
I know they cleaned up the garbage.
Yep, and they put water breaks in too on County Road with the excavator. I know for a fact, I can't say who did it, but I do know that it was done. And I'm not saying it was a bad job, I'm just saying it was done. I mean, it actually did a good job. But but that did get done without the permission of the town. And that was a Class 4 road at the time. Also, Risky Ranch was worked on by camp owners.
Can I correct you for a second?
We know that.
Under 302, there's a section.
Oh, I know. That's yep. But this went up to this 0.3 miles that we're talking about and was done too. Which is fine. I mean, I'm not saying it's fine by the town standard, but it got done. If it was a trail, I think you would still have to ask permission. It's not your land. Yes. You know, I mean, if you go on a side, you have to ask. But nevertheless, did this over with, I think, or not. I guess this will always go on, but it doesn't make sense to me at this point to change anything. And I don't think it's going to help you guys at all for a connecting road, according to the information I have. So why not just leave it the way it is for now? And if down the road it needs to be changed and we get more information, we can come up with that. That makes sense?
Yes.
That's what
it
goes down to.
Yeah.
So he can still ride a Jeep down there.
Yeah. I think we're good keeping it a Class 4 road. The key issue, as we talked about, is Bennington getting the permission on the other side as well.
The only other way John and I were thinking is the select board makes a law that each of us get an ATV and we'll pass a bylaw that we can go up there and see what the maintenance is, you know, just for inspection. Well, all five of us want one.
Oh, yes, I want one.
She wants one. She wants a pink one.
With a sticker on.
Yeah. Yeah.
And a cute little helmet.
Yeah.
Right?
Yeah. Yeah. Oh, that's on a side note. Do you need a helmet and a side-by-side with two belts? Per state law.
It doesn't need to be
DOT.
He probably
knows
better than me. I don't know.
Yes, by Vermont law, you need a helmet.
It
might have to be
ODOT.
Off-road. Four-wheeler. It has to be a DOT.
Okay. But you do need a helmet, even on Saturday.
One of those bicycles.
Because
yeah.
Of
okay.
The impact factor, if it rolled over, you hit against the roll cage, you have no
okay. No, I'm just asking because my Jeep and your side by side are pretty much about the same.
I know.
Matter of fact,
you wear a seatbelt and bus, do you?
Right, and your vehicle is probably actually better than a Jeep. I don't have to wear a helmet, so I was just wondering what the logic is. I don't want to make me wear a helmet, so.
It's Title 19 Highways and Title 23 Motor Vehicles in the Vermont state statutes.
What section?
That defines.
That define like highways, trails. It's section 19, 301, 302, 304, 310. This is all in chapter 19. And the chapter 20, title, sorry, title 23, chapter 4, chapter 3506 is operation of ATVs.
Why don't they just put everything together instead of just jumping around?
So you don't, so anyway, you have to call order.
Yeah. And, yeah, anyway, that, those are like some of the.
Thank you.
Okay. If you just Google it or look it up.
Yep.
So I don't know if we can make motions during this hearing, or we just wait.
I would say wait until, I'd like to talk to Dave.
Okay. Because I just don't, there's nothing swaying me to go and turn this into a trail at this point.
He's coming at 6.
Is he coming at 6?
No, Dave won't be here.
Dave's out of town.
Yeah, he won't be here for 2 weeks.
He's not here tonight.
So, any other questions for the public hearing?
Just a date when you're going to contact the lawyer.
I don't know if we're going to.
Oh, okay.
Do we really need to know?
If we look this up, and we can interpret.
Did you get a free consultation?
No. Yeah. Doesn't seem to work out too good for
me. We can look this
again,
up and read it.
I said I was never going to mention a sign again, so don't.
Right.
I don't think you need to contact the lawyer.
I think if we read this, see how we interpret it, they do one thing. And
you know, I'm all for the ATV ride, and you know that. And if we can, if something needs to be done and it's for the good of the ATV group in the town at the same time, I'm all for that. It just doesn't, you know, you got to sway
but then you can't
for the
ride
best. Well, exactly, but if it's for the best of them, and that's the thing, we have, right now we have the best of both worlds, ATV, side-by-sides, they can go up that road right now, legally, as long as they're all, you know, laws, and so can all the other vehicles. You know, we do have, you know, people that use GPSs with, you know, school buses to go that way too and get stuck, but that's not my problem.
Not a good idea.
So.
And, you know, it's a good access
It is. It
and I will find out about the 301 road and getting
okay.
the key to the.
Thank you.
I will make a note of that. For you to that gate.
Okay.
Thank you.
Yeah.
I am the liaison to law enforcement, so you can get me a key if you want. Good hunt up there.
Okay. If there's nothing else, I'd like to have a motion to adjourn the public hearing.
Motion to adjourn.
Second?
Second.
All in favor?
Aye.
Okay. So we'll wait a few minutes and start the select board meeting at 6.
You said clock changes every year, so I did go up and take a walk.
Yes.
So what is the